and reconvene as Marin County Gateway Refinancing Authority Board of Directors. Roll call, please.
Director Lukin.
Here.
Director Rice.
Here.
Director Moulton Peters.
Here.
Director Sackett.
Here.
Director Radoni.
Here. The first item is the election of officers, and could I have a motion for chair and vice chair, please?
Yeah, I will move Supervisor Radoni as chair and Supervisor Sackett as vice chair.
Second.
A move by Lukin, second by Rice, that we approve the chair and vice chair. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? That motion is carried. The ayes have it, and we have a vice chair and a chair. Open time for public expression is 11C. Anyone in the chamber want to comment on 11C? On this item? Al, anyone online?
President Rodney, I'm speaking to Nikia.
Okay. 11D is approval of the minutes from July 11th.
Move approval of the minutes.
Second that.
A move by Lukin, second by Moulton Peters. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The ayes have it, and the minutes are approved. The next item is general manager's report or director report. Any director report? Any manager report? Seeing none, then we'll skip comments on this item. Move to the secretary's annual report on Gateway Refinancing Authority.
Thank you, board members. The Gateway Refinancing Authority, or GRA, was formed also by a joint exercise between the County of Marin and the Redevelopment Agency for the purpose of providing an entity to assist in the refinancing of the previous item, the indebtedness associated with the Gateway Improvement Authority. The GRA issued over $13 million in revenue bonds in 1998 to finance the acquisition of the GIA bonds. And as a result of this financing, over $1 million in earnings and accrued interest were used for capital improvements in the project area, including the construction of the Marin City Public Safety Building. The debt service for the GRA is financed by tax increment revenue paid to the County of Marin as a successor agency to the dissolved redevelopment agency. And the debt service will mature, as previously mentioned, on September 1st of 2025, and the bonds will be fully repaid, at which time funds currently used for the bond payments will be returned to the impacted agencies, including the Marin City Community Services District, the school district, the county, and the mosquito abatement district, among others. I think there's 14 impacted agencies, so those dollars would be redistributed to those impacted agencies. And the action before you is to accept the annual report, and there'll be one more coming next year, and we're happy to answer any questions associated with this item.
Good. Questions of board members?
Just a comment that I know to Mr. Morgan's comment. Office of the County Executive has been in discussions with the CSD, very early discussions about planning for the funds that will become available in the future. So those discussions have been started. Thank you, Lily, for the information about the school district. They were also interested in understanding what they would receive after the bonds have sunset.
Okay. Mina, did you have anything you want to add at this time?
Yes, I will add to provide some context that the debt service related to the GRA bonds are a component of enforceable obligations related to the successor agency of the Redevelopment Agency of Marin County. I invite members of the public to review online through the meeting minutes and document deliverables on our public-facing website of the Marin Countywide Oversight Board to the successor agency redevelopment agencies. And those contain the official schedules, which are entitled the Recognized Obligation Payment Schedules, the acronym of which is the ROPS schedules, which identify year over year those enforceable obligations. And this particular debt series, which is scheduled to mature in September of 2025, the following fiscal year, So fiscal year 26-27 will be the first full year in which this particular set of debt service payments will be reduced from the residual amounts that will then be provided, apportioned out to the affected taxing agencies, of which there's a total of 14. So right now, currently, we have on our public-facing websites these recognized obligation payment schedules, but my Department of Finance serves as staff to the oversight board of the successor agencies to the RDAs, where more information could be provided upon request.
Thank you. Yes.
Mina, would you be willing to send me the link to your page so that I can distribute that in Southern Marin to the agency?
Yes.
And then, Lily, you made a great reminder earlier today about ongoing obligations, and I wonder if either you or that.
Yes, as Mina mentioned, these the bond payments are part of the successor agency's recognized obligations, and they are the majority of the tax increment that's collected, but there are also ongoing, there are other ongoing obligations, including the housing assistance set-aside payment, which is made to the Marin City Community Development Corporation on behalf of the Ridgeway Apartments, which is an affordable housing developer or development in Marin City. So that payment will continue. That agreement was amended in 2009, and so that obligation goes on through 2041. But as I mentioned, the majority of the funds are going to debt service through the bonds, which will be repaid as of September of next year. Sorry, also Genevieve was pointing out to me that there's also an obligation, a funding obligation to the Marin City Community Service District for renovation or rehab of their existing community facilities there. So that is also an ongoing obligation.
Thank you. Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
Just
ahead.
A quick kind of... probably relates to the previous item. Both the GIA and the GRA were formed primarily for financing purposes. Is that right? And if that's the case, once the finance all, will they automatically sunset? Is there an actual need to take to sunset, or is there a reason to keep them open and viable for some sort of future action?
It's my understanding that they'll sunset as of that the next year will be the final one, and I don't know if there's any specific actions that we'll need to take, but there, I don't think there's any additional need for either of those.
There could be we'd have to look for ongoing debt covenant disclosure requirements. So while the final debt service payment will take place September of 2025, there is a required annual independent audit report, as well as continuing disclosure that will need to be completed for said reporting year.
Thank you.
All right, going to go to the public now. Al, anyone online on this item?
President Rodoni, there are no speakers in the queue.
Great. In the chamber, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. Terry Green, Marin City Community Services District. And I can remember sitting on that committee way back when. And I'm a little, I need some clarification myself. I did try to go online to pull up the documents, and I couldn't pull them up. Even the ones for today, it had three that was attached to the agenda, but I tried my best and I just couldn't pull them up. So whatever you're going to send, Supervisor Peters, can you please send them to me, because I've been trying, you know? And my concern is, I know the CSD was a big part of this, and we need to find out exactly what percentage. You talk about there are 14 agencies that's a part of this. That wasn't my understanding in when we were working this out. So, and then the question that I have, you said funds were sunset in a year. Is that going to be 2026 or will that be 2027? I'm glad you asked that question, Supervisor Lucan. You know, because we want to make sure that money won't go from us, especially if we you know, haven't tapped into that. And then I want to know, how were you as a board able to spend money on the Safety Center for Marin City out of these bond funds? How are y'all able to do that? And, for example, CSD wasn't able to. We didn't even know that. So those are my questions I have.
Thank you. Other comments?
I'm not currently on the board, but I humbly ask that the appropriate personnel, including yourself, Moulton Peters, Supervisor Peters, that come to CSD outside of this very structured meeting and go over the different elements and the movements to be now and a couple years from now, because it's very confusing. I've tried to lean into this last few years, but it can be a little confusing. So hopefully you can come soon. You get official ask from the board member Green here to better understand what's sunsetting, what's not. I was told years ago, too, and recently, that these monies are going to the official government, which is CSD and the 14 entities. I've never heard that before, so I could be wrong, but this is my understanding is that CSD were to capture these funds, and that's a question that I the board and community members wants to understand. And as far as I guess some of this is state regulations, state rules, laws, how this happens, or is there discretion in some of this? We want to understand all of that discretion, policy, rules, laws. It would be great to have at a CSD meeting in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to bring it back to staff to respond to any questions they may have heard.
So I heard some questions on which were the impacted agencies, and we can provide that information to Ms. Green. There was also a question about the fiscal year when the final payment was, and I believe that the fiscal year that will the payment is due in September, so the first fiscal year, as I understand it, and Mina can correct me, that the CSD and the other impacted agencies will see is 26-27 without having any payments.
That is correct. The final debt service payment on the GRA bonds is September of 2025. That is within our fiscal year 2025-2026. Those will be the final debt service payments, as well as the ancillary enforceable obligations that I previously mentioned regarding debt covenant disclosure and annual independent audit report. That means that the first fiscal year in which we won't have these enforceable obligation requirements, which take up a large majority of the enforceable obligations, will take place fiscal year 2026-2027. So the taxing entities that are affected by this recognized obligation payment schedule, the ROPS, will be fiscal year 2026-2027, where the residual property tax amounts that are redistributed back to the affected taxing entities will take place. In terms of how and the means in which the calculations take place, as well as the allocation and apportionment, we're happy to provide the specific sections within California Constitution that are applicable, but these are largely determined by Health and Safety Code and Revenue and Taxation Code. But our office will work partner with our Community Development Agency as a successor agency to the Redevelopment Agency to provide this detailed information.
I'm going to ask you to work with the County Executive's Office and me and the CSD, and we're going to put together a summary document that summarizes this in English. And, it must be the case that in the redevelopment founding documents that the agencies that are contributing to this, that was baked in when this whole agreement, right? So this is not new, but it may not be anything that any of us are tracking. I certainly didn't know. So let's work together to make this intelligible. There have been discussions, my understanding, with the Finance Committee on the CSD, just very preliminary. And so this would be one place that we could take this information, but it needs to be put in English before any of us can really use it. So thank you.
Thank you. Can I have a motion to accept the report, please?
Yep.
Second? Moved by Moulton Peters, seconded by Rice. We accept the report. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The ayes have it, and report is accepted. We're now going to adjourn as Marin County Gateway Refinancing Authority Board of Directors and reconvene as Marin County.